This is Jim with Wonder Reality. I am here with a minister. Por favor, dime tu profesión y tu nombre.
Bueno, mi nombre es Edward. Mi profesión es sacerdote católico.
Por favor, dime que Jesucristo es... por favor, dime en dos minutos... Es difícil sobre tu relación con Jesucristo. Me gusta escuchar.
Bueno, la relación con Jesucristo en mi caso es una relación vital, existencial. Es una relación donde yo siento necesidad plena de Él. Sin Él me embolato, me voy perdiendo. Sin Él fácilmente tomo rumbos y caminos diversos. Con Él estoy enrutado. Con dirección, con Él tengo un proyecto de vida claro. Él es realmente quien le da sentido a mi existencia. Y en ese sentido, pues Jesucristo para mí lo es todo. Es mi vida, es mi razón de ser.
Amén. Gracias.
Con todo gusto, no faltaba más.
Mucho gusto, gracias.
El gusto es mío. Con todo gusto, con todo gusto.
Gracias.
Bueno,
ciao.
Buen día, que ciao. Estés bien.
A special short message from Wonder Reality and from Bogota. That was a priest, a young priest in Bogota who works in the Catholic University. Emil, I believe, is his name. He apology that there's no instant translation of that. He doesn't speak English, but his main response to my question was is that Jesus Christ is everything to him. Amen. Amen. And that's what we are seeing in Bogota among those who know Jesus Christ. They have a sincere, genuine, deep relationship with Him. They are serious about it, and it's glorious to see that. And, in the midst of, I keep talking about this big city with everything going on possible, and you can imagine, in the midst of that, there's a strong contingency of people who whether they're Catholic or Protestant, they know Jesus Christ. They are they are serving Him, walking with Him, and it's awesome. I say special message, a better word might just be a one-time short message. I'm not saying that this message has something, that it is special. I want to just add this. In Bogota, we don't have all of the technology that we have in the U.S. Our team does not, and I'm not able to edit these audio messages. So it's like a one-time record, and that's it. And with errors and everything else. And so we're limited in technology, limited in internet. It's even when you have Wi-Fi somewhere, it goes in and out continually. It's hard. Being here is hard. It's a different culture. There's the culture shock. If you've ever been to other continents, there's culture shock. There's the language barrier, which is part of that. That's the biggest part of culture shock, but there's many other things. They just do things differently. Everything's done differently. It's very hard. And even when I first wanted to get a podcast onto iTunes, it didn't work. The computer didn't work. I couldn't communicate with the people found someone who knew English, knows English, and he, we worked it out. But speaking of that, life is hard. We all know that. And that should cause us to come to Jesus every day. That should cause us to rely on Him. And something that I've always, in my own personal existence, I've always said, there's the spiritual and then there's the practical. The practical, we see it here in Bogota, people who have nothing. They're destitute. They only the clothes on their back. It's very hard to deal with that. When I'm dealing with the spiritual, I'm talking about the spiritual things and about, yes, they're connected for sure, but here's an example I give. Okay, we know Jesus Christ. We have eternal life. It's the answer. It's the purpose of human existence. The reason we're here. But every day, we as people, we have to get the food that we need. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to work, exercise. We have to have good relationships and have harmony in our relationships, and a lot of that is based on our training, our environment, our personality, and things like that, that's separate from spiritual. Someone can be of another faith. They can be Muslim, Hindu, Jewish, and they can have and be doing great. And that's primarily because of their training, their environment, and their and so forth. So they've got a home and they've got their material things, they've got their health, they've got relationships they're able to have. So it's very challenging when we are seeing that every day, that people that don't have training, environment, and resources, they have nothing. And it's and then you've got other people that are resorting to crime. It's dangerous. I've talked to one person, almost regularly you hear of people who have been robbed and so forth. One person I met just recently here in Bogota from Ecuador, speaks English. He was robbed at 10 at night, beaten by three people on the head, and they had knives, and he had to just give them everything he had. His telephone, his cell phone, his wallet. They took everything. Took his passport. Awful. So, part of this message, just this short message, is, let's be wise. Let's be, let's realize that we do need balance. We do need to just like I said, we need to be wise. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to exercise. We need to do everything in moderation. I saw a quote once, life is fragile, handle with prayer. We all need that. But in the midst of all of that, I still believe Jesus the Christ and our relationship with Him allows us to have the victory and have everything that we need spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, everything to thrive and prosper and to deal with this harsh world that we live in. You may be wondering, okay, what's the purpose of Wonder Reality? What's the purpose of these messages? Well, many purposes. I'm an evangelist. The goal, the purpose of these messages is to help people. in any way that I can help people, primarily with the gospel, but also other ways, and to give a glimpse of, you know, maybe one person who is in ministry, an evangelist, who kind of a maybe small picture into a typical day with, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the not some polished, messages from a studio with all the frills and all of the, it's just, it's kind of, in Bogota and Medellin, it's been, hey, just what am I seeing in 20 minutes as I'm, in the midst of the city and in the midst of, dealing with people. Just a picture of that. It's different though, being in Colombia, these messages are different than other messages, are of course specific teaching about topics that all come back to the presence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The kingdom, the gospel. Possibly some messages that are evangelistic. Other messages that might be, I'm going to hopefully do a series about healing. Healing, we all need healing. I need healing. Physical, I'm talking about physical. We all need healing in many different ways. But, and all those messages, you could take a 10-week, 10-month series about healing and just learn everything about it, and the one message that comes through from that is seek Jesus Christ. He is the healer and He provides healing. Don't seek healing, don't seek deliverance, seek the healer and the deliverer, Jesus Christ. It's that simple. Amen. And this message is not really in this series about the Holy Spirit that I'm doing. I've done three parts about that. This is just a one-time standalone message. But it's the same thing in the series about the Holy Spirit. Seek Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen.